Good afternoon, Family First. Nina speaking. Hello?
Miss Nina?
Yes.
This is Gerard Turner and Douglas Collins.
Oh, how you doing?
Well, we ain't doing too good.
Well, we grade fixed that. Okay, no worries.
Just say it again.
I said we grade fixed that. No worries.
Okay.
All right, so I'm on speakerphone.
Yes, you are.
All right, so I need you to go to the HHA app and delete it and re-download it.
Go to the HHA, okay. Miss Nina?
Yes?
You're talking to slow and slower.
Okay. So
you know
that's okay. No, that's okay. No, I'm going to work, we're gonna work it out.
Nina, I'm not deaf.
Okay, we're going to definitely work it out.
Yeah, I don't know about this stuff.
So what kind of phone do you have? Do you have the Apple phone or
you got the
Android
phone?
Okay.
You want the app deleted?
So I want you to go to the Play Store and I want you to uninstall and re-download the app.
Go to the Play Store?
Yep.
That's what she said. Look.
And then push the search button.
I gave you the phone, Chris, huh?
Yeah, click the search button. That little icon with the little circle, with the little pen thing, like a magnifying glass.
I'm looking for it. I don't. We're looking for the store. Hold on.
So the Play Store would be look like a flag that has multiple colors in it. It has blue, yellow, red, and green.
It says Play Store?
Yep. So click on that.
They found it yet. You got the Play Store? It says Play. It don't say Play Store, but I guess.
Okay. Well, that's probably the same thing.
Yeah, that's what.
So it has like a flag.
Because I'm offline, so I can't do nothing with the Play Store. Go back to it. Let me see what it says. Choose Play.
Turn your Wi-Fi off. Because you should be able to go on with your data.
Turn it back on?
Turn your Wi-Fi off. Because sometimes it doesn't work with the Wi-Fi. It works with
okay, I'll turn the Wi-Fi off.
Nope, turn it off.
Okay. Now go back to Play Store?
Uh-huh.
I'm still offline. I can't.
All right, so do me a favor, Mr. Collins. I am going to go to your app. And I am going to forget password, okay? Do it manually on my end.
Okay, thank you.
Let me just, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Go to it. And your email is still Tracy D. Is it a dot in there?
It's the same thing, Tracy.
So is it Tracy D dot? PSGLLC@gmail.com?
Yes.
Is there supposed to be a dot in between the D?
Well, it's on here. It's Tracy GLLC. It don't say dot. It just say GLLC.
Okay, cool. All right.
Yes.
So that's probably why.
Gmail.com.
All right, so that's probably why. Let me just reference what HHA has you logged into.
But it says dot on my end, though.
I'm about to make sure that that's the what we have with HHA.
Yeah, it says tracyd.psgllc@gmail.com.
Okay, let me just check it and see. Yep, that's exactly what we got. So that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm surprised it allowed you to create that with the dot, because normally it'd be the .com that they require. That's the first for me. at gmail.com. All right, I'm going to click forgot password. Okay, so I need you to go to your email for that Tracy account, and I need you to look for that HHA notification that they sent to your email.
They sent it to Tracy's email, right?
Yep.
I don't know how to get to your wife's email.
Yes, that's my wife's email. She's not with us right now.
Okay. So do you have an email, Mr. Collins?
Yeah, but I don't want to change this because I don't be online like that. I'm not computer savvy like that. I just use it if somebody else is using it for me. I don't know nothing about this.
The problem is if you ever get locked out or HHA needs to send you any information, because it's set up with a different person, it may be hard for you to retrieve that information. That's the problem.
My wife is on it. She relays everything.
So when are you going to be around wifey tonight? Because your shift ends
now. Should we call you back again?
When are you going to be around wifey?
10 minutes.
Yeah, okay. Give me a call back.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.